Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 through 20. The Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Peter 2. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme, or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing. When mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Ken. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And congratulations on this career move. It's so nice to have you away from those people over there on our side of the interstate, especially with that rascal who runs LCEF, Bart Day. But I'm going to give a sermon about him later. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Peter reminds his hearers that this world is not our home. We live not for the mere temporal. We live in view of eternity with Christ. What profit a man if he gain the whole world and loses his soul? Asked Jesus. A flesh and blood resurrected eternity is the goal. Christ was raised, and we too shall rise again, as we say in the Creed. God does not want us so heavenly focused that we are no earthly good. As Luther preached early in the Reformation, he said, God doesn't need your works. Your neighbor does. As Peter indicates, your good deeds, your life glorifies God and leads others to glorify God too. Your deeds demonstrate the love of Christ which compels you. And you speak of that Christ too in your vocation. Luther insists that Christ commands us to do such good works. Quote, as concern people here below who are in need, not those that concern God or angels. Therefore, the Christian life does not consist of that which such men as monks invent. It does not drive people into the wilderness or into a cloister. It is Satan who commands you to forsake men. On the contrary, the Christian life sends you to people, to those who need your good works. Whatsoever you've done to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it also unto me. In this life, the life of a Christian, as you well know, is service in his or her various vocations. And it is, as Luther said, oftentimes apparently void of all divinity. What did he mean by that? Changing diapers, a lowly mother or father, a worker, a manager, a soldier at battle, a hangman doing his public duty, despite the wretchedness of it, a lowly pastor beset with problems. So it was with Christ in his earthly walk. From his birth to baptism, he you wouldn't really recognize anything divine about it. And even after he was doing miracles, people were saying, "I and the Father are one." People were blasting him for making himself out to be God. Who can forgive sins but God alone? And it was drudgery till his death on the cross. The divinity of Christ was not so evident, nor is it always evident in our vocations and work, is it? That's the way it is with Jesus, and that's the way it is in day-to-day work with the plants. The work is not easy. The market is difficult. Doing the best for the most leaves some unsatisfied. Helping the most challenged and pressed is unendingly difficult. And yet you do it day after blessed day. Dealing with people at difficult times in their lives takes consummate care and skill. Helping a widower or a widow of a pastor, working with insurance brokers and healthcare conglomerates, and unending government regulations. Luther would compare that to the rank task of a father changing diapers. Such tasks appear wretched and even a punishment, but they are precious beyond measure. They are precious because of the sacred value of each life to God, and also because of our conjoined Christian life in the church. It's our shared commitment to see that church workers and their families have health care and do not suffer destitution in retirement. "Muzzle not the ox while he treadeth the grain," St. Paul says about supporting pastors. The worker is worthy of his hire. So, Ken, like the other vocations you've had, this one is sacred, and particularly sacred, and well-pleasing to Christ. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme or to governors as sent by him, to punish those who do evil, to praise those who do good. And we do honor the government and authorities. We've also been given, according to the Bible, Paul asking redress to the Roman government when he was mishandled as a Roman citizen. And we also know our Augsburg Confession says, redress to government is a good work. And our government allows that redress. And you do it all the time with the plans, and honorably and legally, and for the good, not only of the Missouri Synod, but as Jim works with a broader healthcare community, church community, for the blessing of Christians all over the United States. For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. You don't care about babies unless they're in the womb. Ignorance of foolish people. We truly love and care for everybody from conception to natural death. And the plans is a demonstration of the generosity of our church. It's a demonstration of that fact. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but live in the service of God. You're free. You're blessed. You're forgiven. We come to challenges every day, ethical challenges in work. Decisions have to be made. What do? You pray for the Lord's wisdom, consult what you need to consult, and make the best decision you can for the circumstance, and you move forward. And when you make a mistake, what do? Dear God, forgive me. I'm not Jesus. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Now here's the part where Jim Samp comes in. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good ones, but also to the unjust. We serve as we are placed, and we honor those with whom we serve, all the precious people who work for the plans are a magnificent blessing, every single one of them. And they should be treasured. That's hard to do all the time, but it's our mandate. For this is a gracious thing, mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure. This is a gracious thing in the sight of God. Of course, our situation is much different from slavery in the New Testament. But we do suffer when we serve, because we serve alongside sinners and we serve only sinners. And we are sinners. It's inevitable. What is the great thing is that in that suffering, we turn to Christ and we learn to be compassionate as Christ is compassionate. Ken, God bless you at this intersection, and Amy, God bless you for your service, your vocations, and your wonderful, wonderful work for the church in many different ways. We pray that this new chapter will be an unending blessing to you and all those you serve. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.